John Watson, are you set up for Wi-Fi?
You realise this is a tiny bit humiliating?
It's okay, I'm fine.
Now, shall we do the dream?
What did it really mean for you?
Look, this is a six.
So I thought you might leaving the flat for anything less than a seven. We agreed. Now go back. Show me the grass.
When did we agree that?
We agreed it yesterday.
Stop!
Go, sir.
I wasn't even at home yesterday. I was in Dublin.
It's only my fault you weren't listening.
Shut up!
Do you just carry on talking when I'm away?
I don't know. How often are you away?
Oh. Show me the car that backfired.
There.
That's the one that made the noise, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're thinking gunshot...
There wasn't one. He wasn't shot. He was killed by a single blow to the back of the head from a blunt instrument, which then... magically disappeared along with the killer.
That's got to be an ace, at least.
We've got two more minutes. They want to know more about the driver.
Oh, forget him. He's an idiot. Why else would he think himself a suspect?
I think he's a suspect.
Pass me over.
All right, but there's a mute button, and I will use it.
Up a bit. I'm not talking from down here.
Okay, just take it. Take it.
Having driven to an isolated location and successfully committed a crime without a single witness, why would
he then call the police and consult a detective? Fair play?
He's trying to be clever. It's overconfidence.
Did you see him? Morbidly obese, the
undisguised halitosis of a single man living on his own, the right sleeve of an internet porn addict,
and the breathing pattern of an untreated heart condition, low self-esteem, tiny IQ, and a limited life expectancy. And you think he's an audacious criminal mastermind? Don't worry, this is just stupid.